As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
The following program was paid for by Klecka Tax Resolution.
The tax and tax resolution information provided in this show is general in nature. It is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
Of the way the big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger, and the paychecks are getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all.
Welcome to Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. These are taxing times, and Mark can help you with tax audits and balances due with the IRS through his tax representation company, Klecka Tax Resolution. Now, here's your host, Mark Klecka.
Welcome once again to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you as we gather each week, same station, same day, same time each week to talk about federal income tax questions, issues on your mind, and also general business questions and everything. And of course, a lot of things happening in the tax world with the passing of the IE new tax law. And we're going to be talking a lot about that today. And so there's going to be a lot of issues and questions and things brought up. And so people go, well, what are all the details in there? Well, there's a lot of things that are still being dotted, I's dotted and T's crossed as to dates and things like that, because you have people going through the technical area of these bills, trying to make sure all these things are properly stated and the dates are properly stated, because it's important. You know, which date is it? 2022 it's effective? Is it 2023? You know, that's important, folks. So they got to make sure that all that is properly lined out. So we're going to be talking a lot about that today, and some of the things that you're going to be maybe wanting to do or thinking about doing, and sort of the already pitfalls that you're going to be could fall into if you don't know what you're doing about these new tax credits and things like that. My number, 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS. If you have questions and want things discussed or something that you don't understand in the new law that you want us to talk about, 844-400-TAXS, or send me an email, KleckaLaw, KleckaLaw at smarkcpa.com. That's KleckaLaw at smarkcpa.com. Website, KleckaLaw.com. Prior shows. You can also go to Taxing Time, Executive Services Taxing Time podcast free, and listen to several different, you know, back shows. They are dated, yes, you know, for the information, obviously, but a lot of good information, you know, general business principles and things we've discussed on prior shows.
Yeah, only some of it's dated, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's only some of it.
Just like, you know, right now we're going to talk to you about the bill that just passed. That's dated information, but we're also going to be constantly giving you tips and tricks on how to save money, make money, and achieve your financial goals. So all the shows are fun and exciting, so you can always go back and listen.
Right. So, you know, and of course we have with us Ryan Sloan, Executive Services here, hey. And we're going to be talking about the new tax law. So we're going to be talking about, oh, things are going to be happening and what's going to occur, you know, and stuff like that. So
They just make them harder and harder to understand, don't they, Mark?
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to be talking about, audits. Oh, you don't think you're going to be audited? Oh, it's only going to be the big guys are going to be audited. Well, we're going to read you some things from some people from a former IRS whistleblower. So we're going to let you know what's going on with that and, you know, what's coming at you because, you know, people say, well, I don't cheat. I'm a perfect taxpayer. I'm a model taxpaying citizen. I never make a mistake or cheat on my taxes or anything like that. But if you're, you know, like we discussed last week, if your documentation isn't all there and in order and all able to be presented to the IRS to support, i.e. your computations and everything like that, then you're considered to be a tax cheat. And you didn't keep all your records, et cetera, so therefore you are a tax cheat. According to the IRS. So
everyone cheats on their taxes. According
to the IRS, everyone cheats on their taxes. And when they go to school, you know, they hire these new agents or something like that off the street. Going to be hiring them in. And they go to school to be brainwashed. And the thing is that if they got a case in front of them to be analyzed or audited or everything like that, it's on their desk for a reason. And they better come back with something that needs to be adjusted or changed. And you better have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And if you don't have it, you miss a T cross over here or something like that. Oh, or this documentation, you know, we've talked in prior shows about, for example, making copies of all your receipts that are done on thermal paper.
Yeah, because after about 3 years, that ink is gone.
Well, after about a year, it's white.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the ink is gone. So you
the
can't
ink
see
is
it.
Gone.
So a year. Yeah, you're right. It's gone. And guess what? A bank statement is not an accurate documentation or receipt.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then credit card statements are not documentation
right.
for
yeah.
receipts.
No.
You know, and
no,
so
no.
people say, oh, I think I have all this
no,
stuff.
The IRS can exclude anything that you don't have a receipt for.
I think I'm perfect. I don't cheat. I'm an upstanding citizen and everything like that. And then all of a sudden you get your audit report and everything like that. Well, you weren't as perfect as you thought you were. And so, you know, here it is. And then you say, well, you know, I have to pay somebody to represent me to go to court to argue this, you know, stuff like that. And that's what we do at Collect a Tax Resolution, honestly, is I do. Yes, I do. You can engage me. 844-400-TAXS to be represented. But I'll tell you, I'll give you the deal and everything like that. But it's not going to be inexpensive. Let's put it that way. And so you want to be represented properly at the audit. That's where the rubber meets the road, because if you don't get proper representation up front at the audit, trying to fight this thing later on because you've admitted to things in your audit and you've already gone down the road. I've had so many people that have gone and tried to handle their audit themselves. It didn't go well for them. They got a bad audit report. And then they come to collect a tax resolution and try to get this done. And it's never too late, Ryan, but it's not cheap. And to try to fight what's you've already represented here in this audit, you know, and things like that, everything from your mileage deductions and all this other stuff and all the things you've already, you know, admitted to that you did wrong. Well, if you've already admitted that it's screwed up and that you shouldn't have done it that way and that the IRS was right and you were wrong, you know, it's hard to go back and say, well, wait a minute, hold on, because you've already pretty much, you know, anything you say can and will be used against you.
Totally.
And, you know, anything you present can and will be used against you. It's a civil investigation of your taxes. And so if you're, you know, looking at that, and so that's the way it's going to be done. You know, and these people, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to interrogate you.
They're collectors. They're trained to collect.
And so they're going to be looking through all this stuff, and they may not know all the laws and everything like that, but they know about how to get all this done. And before you've walked in the door, they've already looked at your case. They didn't go in there just, you know, just walk in there and open the file. And the first time they've looked at it, they've already looked at it, made their notes, came up with areas, and we think right there that number is wrong. We're gonna hammer this number. We're gonna hammer this number, and you know, these are the numbers that we're interested in, real big. And so, you know, stuff like that. And then, of course, anything else that you bring up that they didn't think of, oh, I didn't think about that. Well, let me write that down. Let me look at that, too. So a lot of things going on there. So we're going to be talking about the audits, but we're going to be talking some today. Let's talk a shift a little bit into the new tax law. We're going to be talking through that, and then we'll go through the first break, and we'll talk about some more and everything like that. But there are some things in there that you need to consider. And the first one, let's talk about, you know, because they say in the bill or something like that, you know, and people say, oh, I'm a big guy or something like that. The 15%, there's a corporate minimum tax, you know, on their financial statement.
Oh, yeah, income. Global corporate minimum tax. Right. Wow.
Yeah, for, you know, and it's based on their financial statements, not on their tax returns, on their financial statements. So you have, you know, adjustments and things like that that are for tax return purposes that are not necessarily for financial statement purposes for computation of and calculating this minimum tax. And so
that's right, they're just basically pulling out deductions, right? All these tax breaks and stuff that were in the past, like the AMT back in the day when they added that, it was like, hey, let's tax the rich. This is a tax the rich deal. Okay, if you're not rich, then you don't need to worry about it.
Right. And so you say, well, I don't make a, you know, my sales aren't over $1 billion, so I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, the only thing is that, hey, corporations don't pay tax. People pay tax. You know, if this is an additional, if this is an additional amount here, if this is an additional amount that has to be paid by the corporation, guess what? Well, they got to make up the money somewhere for their profits, or their investors are going to blow their top.
That's right.
So what do they got to do? Well, they got to raise some prices on some things that they sell and their services that they sell. So again, what are they, you raise the prices. And so who's paying ultimately for that tax increase? The consumer.
The buyer.
When you buy something from that company, they're going to be, you know, collecting it from you. So that's what it is. It is what it is. You know, so when they say,
And this is their play, right, Mark? So the first thing they do is they demonize, right? Okay, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are terrible people because they don't pay any taxes and their businesses don't pay any taxes. And so we need a global tax. We need a minimum tax. We got to tax the rich. And then what do those guys do? They raise their prices and tax the middle class.
Right. And okay. So, you know, the big, you know, we're reading here in a quote from with the whistleblower, one of them is, the big corporations and the billionaires are probably sitting back laughing right now. You know, that's his quote, and saying they're just laughing because I'm not paying that. I'm just going to pass it through to the people that buy my stuff.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, that's where it's going to be. And
what's
so,
the corporate minimum tax, 15%?
Yeah.
So what do we need to do, board? We need to we need to increase our margin by 15%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do we do that? Okay. Well, we're going to raise some prices over here. We're going to cut some costs over there. So we're going to lay some people off, and we're going to raise some prices. Yeah. How about that?
So we're going to make it work here.
Yes,
you know. So at the end of the day, let's all head out to the beach house. You know, we're done here.
We're going to go to the French Riviera for a minute.
Right. We're done.
We just saved a couple $1 billion.
Yeah. So we fixed all that. Big deal.
Look, let that go, ladies and gentlemen. Just let that go completely.
It doesn't matter.
Let them. They're going to fight that fight. They've got attorneys. They're writing letters to their congressmen. They're the ones paying for the political, donations anyways. Okay, so you just let them play that game. You come back here, you play your game, play some basic baseball. Let's save some money. Let's make some money. Let's achieve our financial goals.
Right. So don't worry about them. That's the deal. And that's enough said about that. Now let's talk about some of these energy credits, because there's going to be some energy credits, and I already see one that is going to really stick people, you know, and the thing is that this is this new credit for, you know, the electric vehicles.
Oh, buy EV, buy electric cars.
Buy an electric car. New car, it can be a used EV.
Now, Mark, I can buy any kind of EV, right? I can just buy any and every single, if it says electric on it, I can buy and get $7,500, right?
Right. No, it's got to be qualified for
Wait
it.
A minute.
Yeah,
oh.
It's similar to like the energy credit, you know, that everybody, you just can't buy just any old electric vehicle.
Oh,
it's
got to
be one that's got to be qualified for it, some stipulations. And the big area, what they've said, is that, hey, this you've heard this magic $7,500.
Up to $7,500. Don't forget the up to.
Up to $7,500. Okay. Oh, you're going to go to the car. I can hear the ads on TV and radio right now. You can get $7,500 off if you come today and buy an EV at XYZ Motor Sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And collect your tax credit here.
Yeah. And what they will do is, yes, they will take it off the bottom line. They'll say, here's your $7,500, Mrs. Smith and Mr. Smith, and we're taking this money right off the bottom line of your deal. So you're getting $7,500 gratis to the government, and all you got to do is sign this form and sign over the credit to us, and we'll give you the money off of the deal.
Press hard, three copies.
Yeah. You know, here it is, and here's your money, you know, things like that. And you go, I saved $7,500. You know, the government gave me $7,500 off this car. You know, I had to pay X number of $1,000s for the darn thing, but, you know, I saved $7,500. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about the cost of the car. But guess what? It's going to be just like the situation with the advanced premium tax credit. Remember for the Obamacare insurance? They lower the cost of the insurance by the amount of your credit that you qualify for.
Today, I'm not making enough money, okay? Right. And so you're going to give me this credit, and you're going to go ahead and pay for my health care for me, okay? But tomorrow, I got a new job, and I started making, like, good money. And so next year, guess what I have to do? I got to pay you all that money back.
Right. And the same thing goes with this credit. It's going to be there's a limit on the income.
Oh, yeah. If you don't qualify for this credit and you signed it over to the dealer, guess what? You are going to be paying it back to the IRS. And here we've got four major stipulations here. Okay. And this is, listen up. This is super important. Okay. First things first, if you're earning more than $150,000 as a single filer, you don't qualify.
Yeah.
So sorry. If you're $300,000 married filing joint, you don't qualify. Okay. Now what's cool is if your husband or your wife makes $180,000, okay, but you don't make any money, you qualify. You're good. You're in the game, okay? But if you're single and you make more than $150,000, you're not in the game. If you're married filing joint, more than $300,000, you're not in the game.
Right.
Then the pricing of the vehicle matters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go buy that new electric Aston Martin SUV. Okay, that's not going to happen, right?
Because
the cap on SUVs is $80,000. So you better be at $79,999 or below sticker price. Otherwise, you don't qualify. For cars, that's for trucks, SUVs, and vans, $80,000. For cars, mm-hmm. It's even lower, guys, $55,000. That means you can't go buy that Tesla Model S. You can't do it. You got to get the Model 3, bro.
Yeah, you got to get the itty bitty one. You're not going to get the fancy
one. Yeah, you can't get the nice, you can't get the brand new Porsche Electric 911.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't, that doesn't qualify. And then finally, most of the stuff's got to be manufactured in the United States of America.
Right.
You can't buy a Chinese Tesla. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't buy a German,
Korean,
whatever.
You know? It's got to be made in North America.
And it gets really complex because it even says like the battery's got to be made in North America, that this has to be and that has to be. Like almost all of it's got to be made in North America because, right. You know, we got this issue with China, right?
Right. So the deal is.
And that's on brand new.
Is before you run out and buy this
brand new EV
and think you're getting $7,500 and these. Car dealers or something like that, do you think that they know all of this?
They are not tax professionals.
They are not tax people. They're going to go, you get $7,500, good guy, stuff like this. You're just certifying that you qualify for the credit, and we're going to apply for it. And yes, we're going to get it from the government. And guess what? Here's the form and everything like that. And you do your tax return, and you walk into your little tax person, and they go, oh, wait a minute, your car cost too much money, or you made too much money.
You're going to owe $5,200 this year.
What?
I usually get a refund of $2,000. Yeah. What happened? Well, you didn't actually qualify for
that
electric vehicle credit.
You didn't qualify for that $7,500 vehicle credit.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, so the deal is just don't run out and start buying an EV or something like that.
If you buy an electric car, make sure you know the qualifications and don't process the credit at the dealership. You process that credit with your tax professional all by your lonesome.
Right. Don't let the dealer do it. You know, the deal is make sure that, you know, you have your tax professional or somebody do it, because if you mess it up or something like that, you know, then it's on you. So
now we got it for used cars too, guys, and we'll just jam this out for you real quick. It's either $4,000 tax credit or 30% of the sale price, the lesser. Okay, so the lesser of those two, $4,000 or 30%, and the stipulations are a little bit worse. Okay, you can't make more than $75,000 or $150,000 if you're married.
Mm-hmm.
The car's got to be less than $25,000 sales price. It's for the first resale of that vehicle only, not the second, third, fourth, and 18th. Credit is only good once every 3 years. So you can't buy a brand new used car every year and get this credit. You got to wait 3 years.
You got to wait 3 years. So.
And then the car must be at least 2 years old or older.
Right.
So look, just make sure you really double check and you talk to your tax professional before you go out and just buy yourself an electric vehicle thinking that you qualify for these credits.
Right. Because you could be putting yourself in a situation where you've already sunk your boat and you owe
this credit back.
So, all right, well, we're going to take our first break and be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Time. You look me up, so I can see. You lead me on, so the feelings come and the lights now shine on. As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code.
Call now, 800-886-1048. That's 800-886-1048 and use promo code MK54. That's promo code MK54. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Leggett, Federal Tax Attorney and CPA, here with you. 844-400-TAXS is my number to, of course, let me know if you need any help with IRS tax issues, audits, problems. That's what we do, collect a tax resolution. But if you have topics or anything you want discussed on future shows, that's the best way to let me know is just call. And if I'm not there, just leave a message and say, I'd like to hear more about this particular credit or issue or anything like that, or any other questions that you have about tax law. 844-400-TAXS.
Absolutely. We love questions. We had a great question a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, just bring it on over, guys.
Yeah, bring the question on over. Okay, let's talk a little bit. We're talking a little bit more about the new tax law. Let's talk a little bit about these energy credits. This, you've got, stoves and windows and
so they got
all
appliances
sorts of stuff
going on, right? So there's two of them, right? Those are the one is like the $14,000 for appliances rebates or something like that. But then, I like this one. Okay, so $2,000 per year for home efficiency. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so for all of you do-it-yourselfers out there, love watching the home channel and all that stuff, you know, $2,000 a year for replacing your indoors high efficiency, for water heaters, for, you know, all these different types of upgrades, it's really important for you to go catch that list because certain things aren't included. So don't go pour yourself a brand new driveway thinking that you're going to be able to get $2,000 back. Because they said, you know, anything that
certain
you do.
Things.
Only certain things, okay? And we're telling you for sure windows and water heaters, but you really need to go look it up. But my favorite, Mark, my favorite is the 30% solar and wind credits, okay? Yep. And I'm going to tell you why, because I've been working with solar companies now for about 10 years. And, you know, they are actually helping people save tens of thousands of dollars over time. And it's helping our planet, for crying out loud, right? Okay? And so this 30% credit, you know, a solar system on average is about $10,000. I mean, about $20,000, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you get a $6,000 tax credit, okay? If you apply that to your solar system, then you only paid $14,000 for that solar system. I mean, you're out the door by year three, okay? And then your energy is completely free. So this one is cool for me. I really like it. I've got some good friends in the business. And I think anybody who's interested in solar should definitely start checking that out.
Right.
Eclipse Solar is one of the companies I work with.
And they raised that back. It had dropped. It was dropping like 26%. It had been dropping.
Yeah,
and
so
now
it was going to drop to 22% next year and then be gone. Okay.
Right.
And the solar industry was actually really worried about this, Mark. They were freaking out. They thought their business was going to die in the next couple of years. But hey, thank Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer for this midnight rendezvous, and we've now got a 30% credit going on till
10 years.
10 years, for crying out loud, for 10 more years.
Yeah, so 10 years, and now 30%, we're thinking starting with 2022, which we're in the current year, 2022.
That's
now.
One of those I's and T's they haven't gotten. We don't know if that starts in 23, if you still got
26
this year, or if you're going to be 20. But look, we're going to find out, and we're going to let you know. But it's definitely worth it if you're thinking about it. If you're thinking about solar, these are the days it's worth it to do a solar project.
Right.
So, we've got clients that, like, they spend $100,000 because they have a big old house, big old properties, whatever, okay? You can put it on your ranch. I mean, these solar things, you can put anywhere you need it or want it, okay? And, I mean, they're getting, you know, from $6,000 to $30,000 in tax credit. So if you'd rather not pay the tax man and help the planet and get free energy, bam, solar.
Way to go. All right, well, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Let me tell you how it will be. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
Hello, this is Mark Klecka talking about MyPillow and how it has literally changed my life. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MK54. You will also get deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-886-1048 and use MK54 promo code. 800-886-1048, promo code MK54.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA. We gather here each week, same station, same day, same time, to talk about federal tax questions, issues on your mind, also general business issues. 844-400-TAXS. Let me know what you want to hear on future shows, or you can send me an email, KleckaLaw, KleckaLaw, at smarkcpa.com. You can send me an email, KleckaLaw.com. Prior podcast to shows, you know, and then, of course, you go to Executive Services Taxing Time podcast free and download a whole bunch of different podcasts that we have on 10 different sites. So there's lots of ways to access Taxing Times. So go to those particular podcasts and listen to prior shows. We welcome you. And if you're a new listener and haven't just joined us for the first time, you can go back and listen to prior shows. And there's a lot of good information there as well. All right, but we were talking before the break. We're talking about the new tax law and everything like that. So
87,000.
Yeah, and so 87,000 IRS people.
That's how many they're going to hire, folks.
Right, and so, you know, we're going to be talking, you know, stuff like that. And we were talking at the beginning of the show. Everybody's going, and I've seen so many comments about that. Well, if I'm not a tax cheat, I shouldn't worry about this. But the problem is that you've probably, how many audits have you gone through? Maybe none. And so here you get a letter from the IRS, you know, and so we're going to be auditing you. It can be either, you know, just there's different kinds of audits. You know, we talked last week about the, you know, the CP2000 audit letters. You know, when you get a letter from the IRS, people say, I got a letter from the IRS. And I said, well, they've got 11,000 letters they produce. I said, what does it say? And when you start talking about it, I go, oh, it's one of those letters. And so I can sort of hone in on it. But, you know, there's a correspondence audit where you send in information, you know, they'll ask you for documentation supporting, for example, like your charitable contributions, for example, or something. And then you have, you know, and the IRS is back in the office and things like that. They may be conducting an office, you know, you bring your stuff to their office and conduct the audit there at their office. That can be a possibility. Fourth one is, and you really have to watch out for this one, especially if you're a small business owner, everybody. We're going to come out on your site and do your audit.
We're coming.
Yeah, and that is one where you go, no, no, and no, because you don't want them appearing on your business site.
You're not invited.
you should have them come to your professional's office, get in an office setting, and we will bring the documentation or anything to you. Now, they may insist as part of these things that, to do a tour of the business or things like that, but that's a tour of the business. That's not them sitting out there every day with all your people wandering through there and everything like that. Well, the IRS is here. Oh my gosh, I wonder what's
better start looking for a job here. Yeah, absolutely. You need to make sure your representation is there during that walkthrough. Like, it's so important if you get audited to have someone like Mark on your team to help you make this happen.
So this is just a quote, and you can take it for what it's worth or something, but this is, you know, because we talked to former IRS people that used to work there, and they know about all the, and people say, how do you know what's going on there? Well, they're former IRS whistleblowers, and they said the government, this one says, the government will target middle class under this inflation bill, and he calls it bull blank. You fill in the blank.
Malarkey,
whatever you want to call it, but that's what he called it in this article, and he says this is not going to just be targeting all the billionaires and millionaires. And he says
they're already getting audited. Those guys, look, if you make a certain amount of money, you have an annual required audit, okay? Because a rounding error can cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in taxes to not be paid. So that's different. But the majority, the situation here is that the problem is that Mark has told you guys, the majority of taxpayers are not. They're that under $400,000 mark. And guess what? The IRS is paid based on number of cases closed, not based on a dollars
how much
collected.
You collect. Right. So, you know, the people they're saying, the people in the big people in large corporations, says they're going to continue to give themselves bonuses and promotions and go to really nice conferences and fly around in their jets and all
this other stuff.
And you're going and stuff like that. And so then, you know, you're looking at everybody else and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, stuff like that. So,
well, is it easier to take or collect? Let's use the right one. Is it easier to collect from someone that has representation or someone who doesn't have representation?
Yeah. And he says in this thing, because he dealt with people across the table, he says there will be considerable incentive to basically to shake down taxpayers to the advantage the IRS has, is they have basically unlimited resources and no accountability, where the taxpayer has to weigh the cost of his accountant, tax lawyers fighting something in tax court.
That's right.
So you're going to go, it's going to cost me more. It's going to cost me more in time and money to my representative to do that. Hey, if I just pay the what he says, you know, or she says, you know, here the audit, you know, like,
well,
go
yeah,
away.
Think about this, okay? And this is a true statement, ladies and gentlemen. If it's a $5,000 problem, okay, guess what? It's probably, it might be cheaper for you to pay the $5,000 than for you to get professional help, okay? That's a true statement. So the IRS has from $0 to $5,000 that they can bully taxpayers with because they can't get service for less than that, okay?
Right. And so, you know, that's what's, you know, the deal is, just it's just human nature. And then they, like we said before, they, the IRS people, they get graded on how many cases they close. So the, 1 point over here is like a basket over here or something like that. Well, I get 1 point for closing this multi-zillion dollar, you know, corporate tax case over here. I said, that's one. You know, stuff like that. Now I've got on my list here, something like that. Okay, I've got 50 over here that are small people. And if I close all these 50, I get 50 points.
Yep.
You know, so where am I going to score my points when I'm evaluated? My 50 points or my 1 point? You know, stuff like that.
That's right.
I don't, boy, unless I've really got to do something and everything like that, I go after the 50 points.
Well, and when you're chasing the big guy, you got to deal with his CPA. You got to deal with his tax attorney. You got to deal with all this stuff. When you go out to the little guy, guess who you got to deal with? Nobody, just the little guy.
Yeah, you just deal with the little guy.
And he's just, and he's afraid. He doesn't know how the law works.
Right.
He doesn't care. Like, you don't know how the law works. If you don't know how the law works, what business do you have going into an IRS office and trying to handle that?
Right, because, you know, this guy can tell you anything you want. You're going to, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I don't know. I guess he told me the truth. You know, he's an IRS guy, you know, stuff like that.
And I straight up had a client, Mark. Same situation. IRS is like, oh, you don't know how to calculate that? That's fine. Oh, no. Hey,
let us help you.
We'll help you. Why don't you give us your bank statements? Okay. You know what happened, Mark? The next question was, hey, these $200 deposits here, what are these? What are these deposits? It looks like they're kind of on a regular basis. Oh, yeah, that's, well, I had an inheritance, and I was bringing it back over here from my country, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Well, you're going to owe us $25,000 in taxes for all of those deposits.
Yeah. And you go, oh, they really helped me. So,
yeah,
you know.
Wasn't that nice? Just wasn't like that so nice of them?
Ronald Reagan says that, you know, the worst thing you can hear from the government, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
I'm here to help.
And I'm here to help. And so, you know, things like that.
No, but so, Mark and I are here to help. So, look, give us a call. We can get you straight. Don't be – look, the truth is we don't want you to be afraid and worry about this. We want you to know that that there are people out there like us that can help. So give us a call. If you run into a problem, we'll make it happen.
Right. And that's what you need to do. You need to have – that's why you need to contact Executive Services. You know, you need to call Ryan, executivememberships.com. They start very reasonable price.
Absolutely.
Especially a small business and everything like that. Make sure that all your documentation's in line. And he can go through and make sure that you're keeping everything so that you're not in fear of this audit out here, because you're going, okay, I've already gone through and had somebody sort of do a – you know, pro forma run through and see what the, you know, where my holes are in my documentation.
Oh, absolutely. When we set up your files, you know, we're making sure that we have everything that we need. So if we get any of those letters that Mark referred to, guess what happens? The first time we get them, we send it over to Mark. Mark tells us what's up. We show him what we got. And then we send it in, we fax it in, and boom, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much how it is handled when you have all your stuff and you're doing it all the right way. Right.
Right.
Okay. That's how that works. Okay. But if you don't have that kind of support, then it's a giant mess, and you're looking at thousands of dollars in pain.
Right, and then you're surprised, and so many people are surprised. They think that they're not going to have any problems with this audit. I'm honest. You made a whole bunch of honest mistakes.
That's what happens.
Honest mistakes. Okay. So unfortunately, too bad. So sad for you. You know, you made honest mistakes. Now you're going to pay that price for those mistakes. And so, you know, and that's what the IRS presents your bill. So, all right, well, we're going to take our final break and be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton call Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time, with any purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book absolutely free when you use promo code MK54. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MK54. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-886-1048. Use the promo code MK54. That's 800-886-1048, promo code MK54. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code MK54.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark, like a federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you each week, same station, same day, same time, talking about federal tax questions and issues, and we're going to be with you all during the fall. So it's time right now to start planning your 2022 taxes and getting your books and everything in order for 2022.
Tax planning.
When you file, guess what? You may be on the audit list, and so you better make sure that you've got your documentation in good order. And people say, I've got it all in good order. And one thing we said, all stuff like that I've seen before, is those, and we've told people in prior shows, you know, you get those receipts, those thermal paper receipts.
Oh, yeah.
You got to put them, either take them a picture with your phone,
uh-huh,
or, you know, if you're old-fashioned, put it on the old copy machine and copy those onto a hard copy, you know, with the toner and everything. Because
we recommend you having a folder that is the year, okay, that has all your stuff in it, and then you got a folder in that year folder. Like, this is year 2022. You got a folder in that folder that is receipts, okay? And
yeah,
you just scan it right in there. Look, you don't need to worry about the name or the date or anything. You just scan it right in there, because what happens is you don't really need that receipt until the IRS asks for it, okay?
Right.
And guess what? If you know that you put the receipt in there, guess what? It's in there. So we just get that receipt.
We'll just
to the
get
IRS
it out.
Says. And like, hey, boom. Okay, there you go, and it's done. And so it's not like all this time-consuming stuff. You can take a picture of the receipt, load it up into that folder, and boom, you're done.
Right. So we come up with, you know, the saving, you know, some procedures to do things and have your documentation. Because if you don't have the documentation, guess what? You're considered a tax cheat. You didn't keep
That's
your
right.
document, so you didn't keep documentation, so therefore you put something down that you don't have support for. Putting something down you don't have support for makes you a tax cheat.
That's right. And so, executive memberships, we provide all of our clients with a client portal so that they can store those receipts on a secure server, and it's always there, and we have access to it, and they have access to it, and they don't have to worry if they get a new computer or if this happens or that happens, like they lost their receipts. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? No, we've got a client portal, protects everything for you. That's included in our services, no additional charge.
Right. So get a hold of Ryan, you know, or, you know, you can call, you know, call, if leave a message over there.
Yeah, call. And you know, Edwin's standing by, 800-707-1477. But some of these shows are on the weekend. So if it's on the weekend, Edwin's probably not there. We give him time off. You know, we're pretty good to our employees, right? But leave a message. We'll call you back, or you can go to executivememberships.com, send an email at the contact page. I mean, there's lots of different ways to get a hold of us if you got any questions or anything. Or you can just sign up right there, and as soon as you sign up on the membership, then somebody's going to be giving you a call, you know, shortly thereafter, if not on Monday, whenever they get into the office.
Right. So go ahead and do that. But, you know, we're just talking about what this whistleblower said and stuff like that. And he says, guess what? Okay, if you're a new hire at the IRS, are you going to be auditing the multi-mega billionaire? You know, I hired you off the street, and I put you in the course and told you about all the things, and you've been brainwashed and thinking that everybody cheats on their taxes, and you're going to go and get these files and everything. When you get your first assignment or something like that, are you going to get the multi-billionaire hedge fund trader, you know,
Absolutely
to audit?
Absolutely not.
Who are you going to get? You're going to get the nice, easy ones. And you say easy
John
ones.
Smith. John Smith didn't pay his taxes. John Smith didn't pay for his EIDL loan. John Smith didn't do something.
Yeah. And then the big thing, and I know what it is and stuff like that, because this is true. And he said it in here, and I said, I'm going, you're absolutely right. If you own a roofing company, you better count on being audited, because that's what they're going to be doing. Because these roofing companies, what's the big deal on there? Subcontractors and
that's
everything
right.
like that. Are they contract versus employee? Big question.
Yeah, that's right. You did you send out all your 1099s?
Right.
Okay.
You know,
and that's $50 a pop, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't send them out.
Yeah. And then are they working for you, or are they working for them? You know, do you provide the tools and the trucks and everything for them to do the roofing, or do they do all that kind of stuff and everything like that? And so, and then it's keeping all the receipts and everything like that. It's the plywood, the inventory of plywood. You got to keep an inventory of plywood. If you don't keep your inventory right, you can get in problems with the inventory or you're keeping your plywood. You know, you should be getting, you know, the drop shipment of the shingles and everything like that by the location, you know, all the stuff, all this paperwork and everything, you're going to have to track. And they know that roofing people are not
accountants and the best people in the world to keep track of all this stuff and information.
Oh, absolutely not. And that business code that you put on that Schedule C, and if you're on a Schedule C, that's crazy. You need to get off of Schedule C as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But that business code that you put on that Schedule C or 1120 or 1120S or 1065, that is going to determine the first risk of audit. Okay. And like you said, if it's roofing, construction, if it's something that's got a high risk associated with employment and that W-2 1099 difference, then guess what? They're coming.
Yeah.
Be ready. So look.
Used car dealerships are another one. There's other ones that are just.
Oh, yeah. Used car dealerships.
They know these areas, and they go and they say, oh, we know where the honey is. We're going to the honey pot, and
that's
we know
right.
These industries where there's just a whole lot of this stuff going on, and it's easy to audit, and it's easy to pick up things that are wrong and calculate a pretty sizable deficiency in your taxes. And so,
I mean, if you think about that, if the easy number is $5,000, okay, and they get $5,000 from 100,000 taxpayers, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they're estimating, what are they estimating? $20 billion in additional revenue just from these audits?
Right. So, you know, it's easy to go after those things and get it. It just is. It's human nature. And then this whistleblower said during the time at the agency, you can believe it or not, he observed IRS agents specifically targeting elderly taxpayers. Some who were World War II veterans, because they could easily be forced into settlements.
Easily. Very easy.
That's what he says. He says, looked at that. He says, you know, I protested this and he was ignored. And he says that on the last day of the earth, these people were being bullied by the same government they had fought for as young man, and no one cared.
Unbelievable.
And everybody says, well, that's not fair. And, you know, Mark's famous quote here that I've said on future shows, fairness has got nothing to do with it. So don't.
Life ain't fair, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
neither
don't
is
think
the tax
that,
law.
That this agency is going to double in size. There are going to be more auditors out there. And if you think that they're just going to go after these huge guys or something, especially the new ones, you know, a brand new person or something like that. I mean, he or she is a rookie. I said, they haven't done this at all. I said, this is their first go round, their first rodeo. And they're not going to go after the multi-hedge fund billionaire or something.
No, they're
like
going
that.
After the easy cases.
Yeah, so they're going to be assigned the easy cases and stuff like that. And so they'll say, well, we'll push the other guys up to the higher level cases, but the other ones are going to be down working what? The easy cases. And so the new hires, a lot of these new hire people are going to be, you know, number one, they're supposed to be trained, but they're not experienced. They don't know all about all the tax law, so they can make a honest statement of mistake to you and say, you know, and you say, the IRS agent said this. Well, it might not be true. You know, that's been found too. You say, oh, wait a minute, guy or gal, you know, it says according to the Internal Revenue Code, you know, read it off and something. No, this is the position and this is the law and everything like that. And sometimes when we're sitting there and dealing with the IRS and dealing with across the table from the IRS, that sometimes we have to help them. We have to help them understand what the law is. And if you are doing it, you don't know what the law is. This person's saying, oh, this is what the law is. And so, well, gosh, I guess he's right or she's right, you know, with the IRS. But inexperienced.
They get it wrong all the time, okay? Their training over there is not incredible, okay? So that's why you need Mark in that situation no matter what.
Right. So you need, number one, you need to be looking at your documentation. Make sure get executive memberships, get on the CFO program, and make sure that you're getting this documentation properly organized and everything like that, so that what? That you can withstand the audit hurricane. And so,
that's right. Get some peace of mind. Like when you got a team, you can deal with these things. And look, it's really not even that hard or complicated, okay? The situation is such, you just got to follow the procedures properly. And it's easier to do when you have a team that is dedicated to doing that for you and that's all they do. You know, you've got other stuff to deal with and worry about, okay? You do not need to worry about the tax man, okay?
Right. And then just give Ryan a call, 800-707-1477. If he's not there, Edwin will return the call or pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
And let you know.
Executivemembership.com.
Right, executivemembership.com. And then the other thing is, if you get an audit letter, you know, please sit back and consider, you don't know what you don't know. That's what we always tell people.
Call Mark immediately.
So you need
professional
help. You need professional help.
If you miss that tax deadline, it's not good.
Right. So please consider that. All right, well, this will wrap up another edition of Taxing Times brought to you by Executive Services. We hope that this show is entertaining and also informative, but let us know what you want to hear on future shows. 800-844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS. So let us know what you want to hear on future shows. So this will wrap up the show for this week, and we will see you all next week, and have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for tuning today's edition of Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. Call Mark to help with all your federal tax problems. These are taxing times.
Right. You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.